This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of northern Mississippi, where a shooting incident at a Walmart has drawn a huge police response, and deputies in the South Haven area now say two people are dead, and a police officer and the believed gunman were also shot, and they are currently hospitalized. WREG is reporting that more than one store worker told their reporter at the scene the shooter is a disgruntled employee. The incident follows a mass shooting in Northern California on Sunday afternoon that left three people dead and the gunman making four. He was shot by police less than a minute after his shooting began. Last night, a vigil was held in Gilroy.
We're here this evening to mourn these losses. We're here this evening to support each other.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
The latest massive data breach strikes a big bank and credit card company.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One saying a data breach exposed data of about 100 million Americans. The bank reporting 140,000 Social Security numbers, 80,000 bank account numbers, and other personal information from credit card applications over the last 14 years were compromised. The FBI has arrested the woman that they believe was the hacker responsible. The Pentagon says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan yesterday when a member of the Afghan security forces opened fire on them in Kandahar. The Afghan gunman was shot and wounded. He's now in custody of Afghan forces. In his first comment since being shot in the Dominican Republic nearly 2 months ago, former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is on social media thanking fans for their prayers and joking about being so limited and how much he's allowed to eat for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A judge is ruling that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell can be questioned under oath about last season's NFC Championship game. An attorney has filed a lawsuit against the NFL regarding a missed pass interference call heard around the world that hurt the Saints' chances of beating the Rams in that big game. A Los Angeles cornerback not penalized for shoving a Saints receiver late in the game. Three referees will also be questioned. An NFL spokesman declining comment. But the league is expected to appeal. The body of infamous bank robber John Dillinger is going to be exhumed. Dillinger was the FBI's public enemy number one back in the 1930s when he led his gang on a bank robbery spree, only to be gunned down by G-men outside a Chicago theater and buried in Indianapolis, where his grave draws visitors every year. Now his nephew, Michael Thompson, is granted a permit to have the body dug up, but he hasn't given a reason. The disinterment is scheduled for September. And Goodwill sometimes gets odd donations, even dangerous ones, like a live mortar shell from World War II, recently left in a donation box in Placerville, California. That's just east of Sacramento. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello again, America. Good to see you. 6 minutes. I can see you. You got to be careful. I mean, Alexa sees everything now. Have you heard? We've been knowing this, but people still, you know, I guess maybe they just forgot that Lexi sees everything. She knows everything. This is the 21st century God that is controlling your home, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful. Karen Hadley is with us right now. Karen recently received her master's degree in social work from Columbia University. She's very talented. I mean, she sings. She does. Do you do Broadway? I mean, you do it all, don't you?
Touring musical theater another life.
Well, yeah, but now here we are. I mean, commentator, columnist. I mean, you got people calling you in on your show, spouting off and just letting you have it. You know, because I think we need to have that outlet. There needs to be that exercise where people get a chance to, you know, vent and release all this hot air that's building up, brought to you by, you know, the Democratic Party, Bob Mueller et al., if you're a conservative.
Well. Yeah. I got to tell you, though, you know, I ran out of popcorn watching that thing. That was a stitch, I'm telling you.
I felt so sorry.
Hilarious.
I felt so sorry for Bob Mueller. I mean, I'm sitting there, and, you know, and the Democrats are still, I mean, they kept trying to get him to read something. He goes, no, you read that. I mean, like all of a sudden he didn't have his readers with him or whatever, you know, or he just did not want to be part of somebody's soundbite with him actually reading anything from the 448 pages, right?
I don't think that he was that thoughtful, frankly. I started my blog piece, you know, right after it happened. In fact, it's the fastest blog I ever wrote in my life. It was like, took me 15 minutes. Question, Mr. Mueller, how many times did you speak with Rod Rosenstein? Answer, who's Rod Rosenstein?
what's Fusion GPS?
I have no idea. There were people that knew much more about that case than he did. It was just such a wonderful study in the drastic contradiction between the narrative the left tries to spin and reality. You know, nobody'd ever even seen him speak before, and then he opens his mouth and you realize he's nothing but a figurehead.
Right.
He has nothing.
Well, the thing is, he had his attorney, but some had suggested maybe he needed a doctor, you know, next to him. You know, sadly, I mean, here is a guy, you know, for all intents and purposes, I know, like anybody's career, especially when you get in D.C., I mean, it's crazy. You've got a lot of people shooting at you and trying to pull you down, and there's a lot of questionable things in, you know, post to his hero efforts that he did in Vietnam, and you know what he did as a war hero on behalf of freedom for America is one thing, but there's a lot of other things that he did, you know, within the intelligence community that is suspect and worthy of scrutiny. And, you know, so you have to separate that. And, you know, and I want to do it with some consideration, if nothing else, because he's a former Marine, such as yours truly. So we want to honor the brotherhood to a degree. But nonetheless, there is that time.
Service.
You got it. But there always comes that time, Karen, when you get measured and people look at your body of work and say, you know, and here it is. You have something, you know, that had so much of a spotlight on it. And, you know, here it is. They're trying to, the Democrats, the deep state, you know, this other shadow government that's operating, wanting to invalidate a 2016 presidential election. 63 million people voted for this president. And, you know, the Democrats and those on the left want to take it upon themselves to totally invalidate the election.
Yeah, and what's most surprising, or what ought to be most disturbing, there's so much that's disturbing, is that they don't see anything wrong with it. No. They're trying to cover it up, even in plain view. They know we know the truth, but they can't afford to admit it. And look at the lives that Robert Mueller destroyed.
Right.
Look at how he takes what's his name, who, like 17 SWAT officers, got him in his pajamas.
Are you talking Manafort, or are you talking Roger Stone, or both?
Roger Stone.
Oh, yeah, and
was such a travesty.
And who was in charge of making the phone call to CNN to give him a heads up they were going to be there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't care if he was a figurehead, but the buck stopped with him.
Right.
And I started to feel sorry for him until I realized who this guy is and what he allowed to happen. Mm-hmm. And the propaganda that was perpetrated. I didn't see the exact question that I wanted, but I thought that the Republican questioners were excellent. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to see him say, and I guess they said it in so many words, maybe Jim Jordan did it, was to say, well, if you knew there was nothing, there were no grounds, there was no crime, why did you investigate for 2 years? Well,
right.
We know the answer to that, but of course, he did not. The answer was that the propaganda that was perpetrated to smear a president from people who only read headlines was worth it to these people to ruin their reputation, regardless of whether they had any facts. They didn't care if there were facts.
But Karen, don't forget, you know, it was not only the president, it was the midterm elections. Look what happened. You had a power change as a result. Now, Peter Strzok understood that there was no collusion with Russians. He knew it going in. He said as much before
there
was assigned.
There, right?
Yes, he said as much before he even went to Mueller. Mueller could discern, interestingly enough, that Strzok and Page were compromised, but somehow he couldn't discern that 16 other, if not the rest of the battalion of attorneys, were all compromised and prejudicial. And in any kind of investigation of this nature, prosecutors will tell you that's one of the first things they do. They go and they qualify each attorney to make sure. And for him to say, well, you know, I don't ask the question. Well, you don't need to ask the question. You know, you just watch people, how they act and how they speak. I mean, look, I don't need to ask Juan Williams of Fox News whether or not he likes Donald Trump. Or he's conservative.
No.
I can hear one sentence and tell you all that I need to know because of his worldview that forms the questions that he asks and the statements that he makes.
You know what, Bill? You made such a good point, and there is an alternate opinion that we ought to consider about the Mueller hearing that a lot of the Democrats would like to make believe never happened because it was such a disaster for them. And that is that this, too, was an act, that he couldn't possibly be that oblivious, and that he's just playing dumb the same way in the Kavanaugh hearings Blasey Ford played a 7-year-old girl.
Yes.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Did you read Carrie Severino and Molly Hemingway's book Justice on Trial?
Haven't read it, but they're coming to Colorado, and so I'm going to watch that interview.
You need to read the book. We interviewed them several weeks ago. What they put Judge Kavanaugh through is unconscionable. And they did the same thing to Justice Thomas. I mean, it makes you wonder, as I said to them and questioning them, if it's this bad now, what happens if Donald Trump nominates another justice to the Supreme Court?
Especially if it's to replace Ginsburg. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, how many things are going to come out of the woodwork at the last minute. We've got more from Karen after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news. It's the best news ever.
Let me tell you, it's easy to kind of freak out, I would say, from a temporal aspect and a worldly aspect with what's going on in the world of politics. But the good news is there is good news, and that is that God is still in control, and we're happy for that. So much so that Karen Kathleen, you know, we were just talking. I knew you were going to get married, and I just had forgotten, so forgive me. She just got back from Kauai, which is kind of our home island away from Florida. And, in fact, we're heading there in a couple weeks. And then, as I was sharing with her, there's Mazel Tov all around, because, as you know, I had announced that my 11th grandchild was born on Saturday, and he's doing well. I mean, and Karen, let me tell you, he's an absolute miracle, because there was some, you know, this was one of those high-risk pregnancies and blood clots involved and things, and what was happening was the placenta, my daughter's placenta, was actually disintegrating. I mean, it was like his landing capsule was falling apart as he was, you know, landing into this current plane that he landed in. And anyway, everything came out wonderfully, and he's doing really well, and he's at NICU in Oahu. And I kind of tease that both my grandsons now have something that the former president wished that he had, and that is a real birth certificate from Hawaii. Did I say that?
You did. Well, and I thought it's not racist to say so.
Forgive me. I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
Okay, but, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm just saying, hey, look, I mean, it's easy. And if you ask them to show the birth certificate, they can actually show it. You know, they don't need to borrow somebody else's birth certificate and cut, copy, paste, you know, part of their birth certificate.
And put it in between two numbers that, like, you know, 91 and a half.
Yeah. Which, oh, yeah, by the way, you didn't have word processing back in the era in the 60s when he was born. But, you know, the kids do now, and but this is all kind of legit. It's got the, you know, the state seal on it and everything. It's all very cool and legitimate. So if they decide some
stuff to you and your family.
And for you as well. I mean, you still have cake and rice in your hair. It's so cool. I mean, 2 months, you're still a newlywed.
Yeah, just washing it out.
How long is the newlywed vibe going to last here? I can still sense it.
We got married on our 7th anniversary. We called it our 7-year itch wedding. we really feel like newlyweds. We really do. I'm in seventh heaven. Uh-huh. To coin a phrase.
You got the Gaga. You got the Gaga eyes and everything.
Yeah.
You totally Gaga.
I still got that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. As long as he does, too, that's all good. So that's great.
Yeah, that's always good if it's returned, you know.
Yeah, well without a doubt.
It's unpleasant.
Well, if not, just have him call me. I'll talk to him. I'll straighten him out.
Okay. I'll tell him you're looking out for me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, you know, it has to happen sometimes, you know. It goes both ways. Hey, so all good. So anyway, let's talk. You just wrote an article as well about Baltimore. You know, all hell's breaking loose here. The president got on Elijah Cummings, and we've been saying, even when Elijah Cummings went after Kevin McAleen, I thought it was absolutely rude and arrogant on his part, especially as the chair of the committee, in knowing that it's been the House Democrats, first of all, not even admitting that there was a border crisis. They've continued to ignore it, say it was all manufactured by the president. And how dare him attack here is a servant of the people. The guy's in an acting position. And he's probably thinking, why am I putting up with this from the very guy who has the control to open up the budget to buy toothpaste and toothbrushes? And he's giving me a bad time that, you know, there's not enough toothbrushes. And my officers who are trained to do another thing are babysitting now. And, you know, well, what is all that about? And he attacks him. So then President Trump, in much the same way as he did with the four, you know, female Democrats of the modern day apocalypse here from the Democratic Party, who have spouted off and been very critical of, you know, American systems and immigration. You know, we have concentration camps going on. So he says, hey, look, why don't you guys are so smart and you got it all figured out. Why don't you go back to your, and I understand it's a worldview. So some people, because of all the racial tension and everything, read it as a trope of saying, go back to your own country. That's not what he said. He says, why don't you go back home like, you know, to the cities that you represent, the way I interpret it, you know, figure out the problems there, fix it, and then come back and tell us how you did it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's all edited out conveniently and blatantly. And look it, America has got to be smarter than this. You cannot buy in to the race baiting of the left. Otherwise, you're going to get caught in all this emotionalism and you're going to, you know, you're going to wipe yourself out and realize that you are gravely wrong and you've been fed this fake news and you're not helping the cause here. Because I don't care about the Democrats. I don't care about the Republicans. What I care is about the everyday Americans who are out there who are needlessly suffering because of the political, you know, craziness that's happening right now.
Right, right. And what I think, and part of my point in my latest piece at Western Journal, is that that the takeaway is that Trump had the guts to point out the obvious. And he does that again and again and again. The piece is called Trump Has Made It In to Be Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he's the only one who's saying the emperor has no clothes.
Right.
And so we're all supposed to look the other way when Baltimore and San Francisco and Seattle and all the other
and New York.
Formerly great cities are destroyed by Democrats and Democrat policies because we're afraid they're going to call us a racist.
Right.
Well, I got into trouble. In fact, if I had a good audio engineer, I would do a thing with Dr. Pepper. Remember that old, I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. Well, my new motto is, I'm a racist, you're a racist, he's a racist, she's a racist. Wouldn't you want to be a racist too?
Yeah. It's so overworked. I was talking with Al Parado a moment ago. I said, we're all people of color. I go, you know, and he goes, even Mika Brzezinski, you know, she's pretty opaque, but she still has color, okay? And so, you know, we're all people, I mean, this deal's been so overworked for what purpose? You know, to invalidate and to shut you up. That's what the Democrats want to do. They don't believe in the First Amendment. They say, okay, you know, if you have a black voice, then, you know, if you got a black face, you better bring that black voice. Whatever that means, whatever that black, and what I can gather, is, according to Presley, is she determines what that black face is supposed to match up in terms of the black voice, right?
Yeah, they've been inculcating racism, the very essence of racism, in the Democrat Party. And look at the progression. First, they said that nobody should be stereotyped, right? Because those are racist, those are generalizations. And what do they proceed to do? They create racist and bigoted stereotypes based on the group that you belong to.
Exactly.
Because deep down, they're collectivists.
Yeah.
All they do is think in terms of collectivism. They don't believe that we are individuals. They don't believe we have a right to think differently, to behave differently, or live according to our conscience. And that's going to be, I think, the biggest campaign issue of 2020, because Trump will make it one.
So what happened to Michelle Obama's high ground?
Well, it's funny you mention it because I was talking about how the Democrats have had the low ground for a very long time. I mentioned just basic television programs like even that was, you know, Hollywood created, of course. But look at the Andy Griffith Show from the 60s and the Mary Tyler Moore Show from the 70s and even Cheers from the 80s. Those things seem incredibly naive and quaint compared to the kind of trash that the left has been putting out in the culture for decades. And yet, they lecture us on what is the moral high ground. I think they're being exposed by this president because of his ability to be real and to talk in cultural terms America can understand. And they're being exposed as the propagandists and the hypocrites.
Yeah, without a doubt. Karen Kadeline, commentator, columnist, talk show host. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Karen, congratulations once again to you and the husband unit. Have a great one.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages. advantages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to.
In his latest defense of his remarks about the city of Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents part of the city, President Trump is clarifying he has nothing against the people of Charm City, but he does have a problem with the Democratic politicians who run it.
Billions of dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House there as he prepared to climb aboard Marine One. Two people are dead, two others wounded after a shooting at a Walmart in northern Mississippi. The two who died, believed to be Walmart workers, a police officer, and the alleged shooter are injured, being treated at area hospitals. Police say the officers expected to be okay, the suspect's conditions not released. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Sonny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sonny, thank you for the facts from A to Z.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You get the sense that this is what the Democrats are singing to Mueller right now as the hearings are underway. Quite interesting. We're going to talk about it a little bit more at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Pascoe joins us now, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director and TPP's man in Washington. Bill, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I like the original version of that.
Yeah, I do too myself a little bit, but I thought the lyric itself was appropriate, only considering that the Democrats are just grabbing for what their determination of the facts and what they're trying to extract from the Mueller hearing in hopes of.
I'll give you a news update.
Yes.
Not 2 minutes ago, because I'm sitting here watching the Mueller hearing as it goes on live.
Right.
Not 2 minutes ago, under questioning from Steve Chabot from Ohio, Republican from Ohio, the former special counsel just indicated that he's basically never heard the name Glenn Simpson.
Or unbelievable.
GPS.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He said it was outside. Glenn. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. It's outside my purview. What does that mean?
Yeah.
How could this? I mean, this investigation took 22 months at a cost of $35 million, 500 search warrants, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, and he says he's not familiar with Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS. Wow.
Well, yeah, it is amazing.
That really raises questions about the depth of this investigation.
Yeah, and you would, and of course, what you know, Special Prosecutor Mueller had said was that you know, they were very careful, they were thorough in doing this, and it does bring to question, doesn't it?
It raises very serious questions. I mean, I've read the 448 pages. I can tell you. Clearly, he doesn't go into any kind of investigation or revealing what any investigation found about the role of Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson in this entire episode. But we know, for instance, about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, the famous meeting where Don Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort sat in a room in a meeting that had been set up by a contact of theirs from Russia who said, hey, we've got some dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government, and this is where Don Jr. replied by email, hey, if it's what you say, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went ahead, they took the meeting with this woman. Her name was Natalia Veselnitskaya, and it turned out she didn't have any dirt on Hillary Clinton. That was a ruse to get her into a room with them so she could then start lobbying them on repealing the Magnitsky Act, which is a U.S. law that has to do with sanctions against certain members of the Russian government. And you know, this is the meeting where 10 minutes into it, Jared Kushner realized that they had all been hoodwinked, and he had used his BlackBerry to send a message to his secretary saying, hey, call me right now and give me an excuse to get out of this meeting because this is
right.
a bunch of junk.
Exactly.
Okay. So Veselnitskaya, what we didn't know at the time is that Veselnitskaya had hired Fusion GPS to do work for her in Washington as part of her lobbying campaign to have this American law with sanctions against Russians overturned.
Now, wasn't there something with Russian adoption on this too, Bill?
Yes. So the Magnitsky Act was a result of some funny business that went on in Moscow, and the American government responded by imposing sanctions against senior Russian government officials. And the Russian government then responded to the Americans by saying, oh, yeah, well, if you're going to impose sanctions on us, then we're not going to let Americans adopt Russian kids anymore. So there.
Yeah.
And so she came into this meeting supposedly carrying dirt from the Russian government about Hillary Clinton, and instead she just talked about, wouldn't you like to make it possible for American families to adopt Russian kids? All you have to do is repeal the Magnitsky Act. And Jared and Don Jr. were looking at each other going, well, what does this got to do with the campaign against Hillary Clinton? Get out of here.
Right.
Well, it turned out that this woman had hired Fusion GPS herself, and the night before she had the meeting at Trump Tower, she had dinner with Glenn Simpson. And the night after she had the meeting at Trump Tower, she had another meal with Glenn Simpson, which leads a lot of people to wonder, could that have been a Russian government active measure, deliberately sending a Russian agent in? Now they know, if nothing else, the Russians know that senior members of the Trump high command have taken a meeting with a Russian, and that could be used for blackmail purposes. That could be compromising information.
Well, they say
this was never investigated. Yeah. Why wouldn't this be investigated?
Yeah, kind of interesting, because he states in the report there was something like 126 contacts between the Russians and Trump campaign. So this must have been one of them, which is a nothing burger, right? So of the 126 contacts they had, you know, were the Russians fishing? And, you know, and how many contacts did the Russians have potentially with the Clinton campaign? Of course, they didn't have to, because the Democrats were so irresponsible in protecting their own information. I mean, this is like... This is insane, because this is like, well, let's leave the door open to the Watergate, you know, to our headquarters. We're just going to leave the door open. The keys are going to be hanging on the door here, and then claim some sort of foul. But, you know, this was all done because of the incompetence of the DNC, was it not, Bill?
Well, I think it was. You've got, you know, you had the American counterintelligence community. The FBI was giving briefings back in 2015 and 2016 to everybody saying, be careful about what you're doing security-wise with your email, with your cybersecurity, because we are fending off thousands of attempts daily, thousands of cyber attacks daily. You know, and I can tell you, I used to run campaigns for a living. I used to run statewide campaigns. And I can tell you, almost 20 years ago, back in 2002, 2004, 2006, we were having to pay, as a campaign for federal office, you know, we were having to pay tens of thousands of dollars to security consultants, cybersecurity consultants, to make sure that our systems. Now, we're not talking about a campaign for president. I'm talking about a campaign for Senate or a campaign for Congress.
Exactly.
We were having to pay tens of thousands of dollars every campaign to cybersecurity consultants who could come in and set up the proper firewalls, because I can tell you, I know that my campaigns were hacked previously.
Right.
And, you know, and that was 15 years ago. For goodness sake, by 2016, if you weren't paying attention to cybersecurity, as the DNC clearly wasn't, if you weren't, you were asleep at the switch. You were responsible for, you know, you were falling down on the job is what you were doing.
Well, really, I mean, they've got, you know, and hardly anybody's connecting these dots. Luke Rosiak wrote a definitive book about this, about the Pakistani operative who was involved, with the DNC, had the emails of some 40 Democratic congressmen. And Wasserman Schultz, of course, was throwing a fit because they had gotten a hold of her computer and all hell was breaking loose. And this guy, wholesale download, thumb drive downloads of information, I mean terabytes of information from the DNC, and all that is not even being addressed. Not to mention, as has been talked about and people have laughed, but still, as you say, Bill, you know how serious this is to protect this information. You got John Podesta, we're not talking some low-level operative within the committee. John Podesta uses password for his password.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And but with about a minute here left, Bill, because, you know, obviously the next couple of days everybody's going to be talking about Mueller and what goes on. Do you get this sense that he really called balls and strikes in a fair sort of manner, that he played it down the middle as he says he did?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. He put his thumb on the scale against the president very clearly. And yet, the ultimate takeaway here is he found insufficient evidence to charge conspiracy, and he chose not to make a charging decision on obstruction of justice. Whereas, if he had found evidence that he believes would have led him to get a conviction in court, I believe he would have indicted. The fact that he didn't is an indication that he didn't think there was indictable material there.
Exactly. And again, we're reminded the due process of we're innocent until proven guilty, including
the
President of the United States, right? Bill Pascoe with the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund, political director. Thank you, Bill.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been
before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about the nation's student debt. Something like, what, $1.4 trillion? I mean, every time it's like, every time the wind blows, the tuition debt for our college students just keeps on increasing here. But what to do about it? Well, we got some college kids said, look, there's got to be a better way. And theirs is quite the inspiring story of two young entrepreneurial college kids that decided to roll up their sleeves and to start up a new company called Quick Fix. And with us right now, we're gonna have Parker Pell and Ben Siegel with us. And I think Ben just joined us now. And I guess both of them are on with us right now. Ben, Parker, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Thanks for having us today.
Hey, great to have you here. Your story is quite the inspiration. So, Parker, first with you, how did you and Ben, you know, canoodle this thing together?
Yeah, so we were two college students who struggled with student loan debt as well as balancing an academic schedule and our college experience, and figured we would have some skills necessary to help people in the community, help businesses in the community, to get those tasks done that rack up on their to-do list, or they just don't have the time or capabilities to do themselves, and knew that college students would be willing to do that for an hourly rate.
Exactly. Ben, Parker says you guys were involved in other things besides, you know, your grades and everything. We were both involved in playing baseball for the college, right?
Yeah.
Did I read that correct?
We both came to Rhodes to play baseball. I played for 2 years, and Parker played for one before we decided both that, you know, there's other things that we wanted to experience, and we ended up starting this.
So, first of all, Parker, you two get together. You don't know better. So you say, hey, we're going to do something about it. And you start bouncing the ideas, I take it, off your fellow students. And what did they say?
You know, the kind of crazy thing is, so call me and Ben crazy. To start the business, we actually went to our library, printed out 1,000 flyers in the library, walked around in the 110-degree Memphis August heat around our local neighborhood, and said, let's go and try and make some money for ourselves. And response was so well that we had to start recruiting our fraternity brothers and friends to manage all the requests that we were getting, and here we are today.
Ben, just the idea that you guys would go and tackle the heat really puts you above the crowd, because there are many kids that, it's too hot. Why would I bother? Why would I do that? So the universe of competition was somewhat feathered out just by the fact that you two guys didn't know better. You saw the problem of this tuition debt bigger than a little bit of weather, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like Parker said, we knew that, you know, students had this problem. We had the problem ourselves. And what we really set out to figure out was, you know, was there something in the community that we could be doing to make money? And would homeowners pay us to come do it? And, yeah, I mean, it was definitely hot. But with baseball and everything else going on, we needed a way to make money. So we just kind of, you know, said, whatever, we're gonna weather it. And you know, we went out, and I guess Parker and I were better at mowing lawns and moving stuff around than we mm-hmm. thought we would be. And people started sharing it with their friends, family, coworkers. And like you said, we had to start contracting out the work. So that's kind of when the business actually began.
Yeah, Parker, this started, as you said, you just flowed to the need. You look at the community and say, hey, look, they got grass. People have different projects and maybe by going in and being a service to them, hey, we can have a win-win proposition. They could have these projects around their house taken care of, and you guys could start to earn some money to pay down this tuition debt, right?
Exactly, yeah. I think that's the coolest thing about what we found from college students being probably one of the most underutilized workforces across the country to date. With the student loan crisis, college students really are, in fact, willing to work. There's a certain level of respect that college students have for people who are willing to pay them for tasks such as data entry at their office or heavy lifting at their home. Mm-hmm. We've been able to prove that and prove that college students really are versatile, willing to do pretty much anything to make money. And we've seen that across the 1,200 students that we have across 16 universities currently that we are able to have college students on our platform from.
Ben, let's talk about the evolution of the projects. I mean, initially you looked at cutting lawns, and you didn't really know other than maybe cutting lawns and a couple other odds projects. But this thing really started taking on a personality of its own. And it went from looking at a couple jobs, and now it's a plethora, and now it's beyond you and Parker. It's like, hey, anybody else want to make some money and pay down their tuition debt, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the amount of skills that college students have is crazy. And, you know, like you said, when we started, we knew the skills that we had, and we knew what we felt comfortable offering to people that we could do. But, you know, the header on our website says, now it says hire a college student for pretty much anything, just because we've seen, you know, there's people who can do graphic design or build websites, or like Parker said, do data entry or anything around the office that kind of requires skill that we weren't sure that people would want us for, but, you know, people are willing to take the risk and hire college students because, you know, they know what they're going through and they know they need the money. And, mm-hmm. You know, frankly, they want to meet the students who are in their community and could potentially come work for them one day or maybe be their customer or you know, they just want to get to know who's living around them. So.
Exactly. Just as an added bonus, and not to mention when you have young kids like yourself around, you know, that is, that's invaluable. I've been in business most of my life, and whenever you're around the next generation, it's such an inspiration, Parker, to Ben's statement here, because, you know, you're bringing in some freshness, some outside perspective, you know, to businesses if you have that time, if you're not so busy on the project. But it's kind of amazing the kind of what I call the exchange of golden nuggets. It doesn't necessarily have to come from a mentor. I mean, this is the beautiful thing about a mentor-mentee relationship, is sometimes the golden nuggets come from the least expected, you know?
Exactly, yeah. And our college students are able to do work in the community, whether it's at a home or an office, and network themselves, show the people who are hiring them their kind of work ethic. I mean, we have success stories of job opportunities being offered to some of our student workers from our previous 2019 graduates just because a customer saw them entering data for 3 hours and was never on their phone and said, oh, he's a good worker. He has a strong work ethic. I think he's someone that fits the core values of what our business is about. And it's stories like that that really inspire and show kind of the core values, one, of the company, and two, of all of our college students that are on our platform or in the community.
Mm-hmm. So, Ben, so this thing, initially, when you first started this, you're thinking, okay, some some chores, cutting lawns and that sort of thing. But it seems like it really got defined more by, data processing and that. Is that the case?
Yeah. Right. When we started, we were going after homeowners just because we figured, they had big to-do lists. And growing up, my mom always had numbers of things to do around the house, and I was always helping with that. So we kind of knew, homeowners had those problems, but we never really thought about the business side of things and the amount of work they can get done there and the willingness to hire the local college students for that kind of stuff. So that is, kind of where we've shifted now. And it's great for us because, our vision is not only to make a positive impact on the student loan crisis, but it's also to further these kids' careers and help them get the best possible job they can afterwards. And so, what better way to do that and retain talent in the city that they're in by sending the students into, the potential workplace that they're going to be in a year or two when they graduate.
Now, Parker, are you having to train these kids to give them some sort of idea, hey, look, you're part of the quick fix brand here, so you need to conduct yourself in a certain way? Or these kids got it right away, and basically the companies that they went to work for, they learned, really a true on-the-job training experience.
Yeah, so all of our college students apply on our IOS application where they accept and complete jobs. So they go through a FaceTime interview, a references check, a career field aspiration, what they would consider their work ethic to be. We then go from there and place them with jobs in the community that may fit their career field down the line for them to be able to network themselves and really learn and grow in themselves.
Ben, what's your workforce? What's the size of the workforce now?
So right now we're in Memphis, Nashville, and Denver, and we've got 1,200 college students on the platform.
Parker, is this starting to be franchisable? I got to imagine some other cities have got to, become aware of what you guys are doing and saying, hey, look at why not in Kentucky or why not in Minnesota or whatever.
So that is the cool thing about Quick Fix and kind of what we built is we do have students who learn from their friends who are in the markets that we currently operate in about the opportunity to work for Quick Fix, earn some income around their class schedules. We've got people everywhere from North Carolina to Cornell to L.A., you name it, that reached out to us and expressed interest in us. And for us, it's more about we love to get the interest and we really want those students to tell us where we want to go to be able to forecast when we are in the 100 cities that we want to be in at the end of the day, where we have the greatest interest on the supply side to be able to keep the Quick Fix brand and the quality control as best as possible and for our core values of our company to be able to be instilled in all of our workers.
Wow, that is so cool. Congratulations, you guys. I look forward to getting an update down the road. So I take it your tuition is all paid for now, right?
Yeah, we're getting there. Not quite, but hopefully soon.
Well, and I got to imagine also that the hourly rate, we're not talking a fast food type of hourly wage. I got to imagine the hourly wage, probably a Mobetto with Quick Fix, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
all
better.
$15 an hour working on their own time.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations, guys. You've done an outstanding job. You've inspired people across the country, and it's always good to know that the free enterprise system is alive and well, is it not?
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Ben Siegel and Parker Pell.
Extend
Bill Martin.
Really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.
Do the letters I...